I'm so excited for you guys to listen to this week's episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast.
Whatever it is that's coming for you right now, it's surfacing, fine. You own it. It's in you. It is in you in some place on some level. Call it your heart, your soul, your subconscious mind. Doesn't matter. Now, because we know it's inside of us and we are feeling it, we are saying the four phrases as we feel that limiting belief, that emotion. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you.
Welcome, welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman, helping you go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. We're so happy that we have a very special guest in the studio today. Welcome to the show, Dr. Joe Vitale.
Hello. Thank you for having me here. I'm excited.
It's so great to have you here. And I think most of my listeners know who you are, but in case you don't, Dr. Joe Vitale is the author of 90 books, musician with 15 albums, star of The Secret and 30 other films. He is the producer of a brand new movie called Zero Limits. He is the winner of the LA Tribune and U.S. Presidential Lifetime Achievement Awards. He is a creator of Miracles Coaching and the Awakening Course. And at age 71, he has enrolled in mixed martial arts, and I hear he is kicking butt. So, Joe, you say that we have zero limits. In fact, that's the name of your new film, and to expect miracles. What do you mean by that?
Probably what they sound like. Zero Limits was the title of a book I wrote 20-some years ago that brought Ho'oponopono to the world, which is a Hawaiian healing system. And it was probing the idea, do we actually have any limits? So for the last two decades, I've been questioning that. And I've been asking the people I run into, do we have any limits? And if so, what are they? And if they be named, can we get past them? And I keep finding out that we literally don't have any limits, except, as Napoleon Hill pointed out, the ones you believe in. So that's the first thrust there. The second thrust is I tell people to expect miracles, and I started doing that a couple decades ago because I got tired of people saying expect crap or vulgar variations of it, and they would put bumper stickers on their cars about, you know, crap happens and expect crap. And I thought, do you have any idea what you're doing? You're creating your own reality and you're pre-paving your future with your expectations. And so I started saying, why not expect miracles? So expect miracles. I sign everything I do. I end my Instagram post, the videos I post. I think it's on a sign behind me here in my office. So I'm putting out an affirmation. I'm putting out an affirmation. Instead of expecting crap, let's expect miracles and at least go in a more positive, abundant, beautiful direction.
All right. Yeah, to name the show. Exactly. That's why we named the show Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant, right?
Perfect.
Not broke, disgusted, and busted.
Right.
So you starred in the worldwide phenomenon called The Secret. I want to know what that was like. Did you know it was going to like change the world on the level it did? Mm. Let's talk about that, and then we'll talk about your new movie.
Sure. Thank you. I love the movie The Secret, and whether I was in it or not, I would tell people to see it. I think it's an inspiring movie. It had a message about the law of attraction, specifically how to use your mind, that all of us need to hear. And certainly at that time, 20-some years ago, it was news to a lot of people because they weren't reading books. The law of attraction and all of that's in books, been in books for centuries. But the average person is sitting in front of their TV or their computer. So the movie The Secret was the way to get the message to them. I was invited to be in the movie, and I almost didn't go. Ooh. I had not been in any movies at that time. I was incredibly busy at that time. I didn't know what this was going to be. I didn't know Rhonda Byrne. I didn't know anything. But I had learned something, which I communicate with everybody whenever I get a chance. That is, say yes, even when you don't know what you're doing. When you smell an opportunity or an intuitive hit says that this could be the next thing for you, even if you don't know how to do it, you say yes and you figure it out. So I said yes to the unknown. I said yes to being flown. I was living in Texas at the time, being flown to Chicago, going into a hotel room. This was no studio. This was no Hollywood production. This was a bedroom in a Chicago hotel. Makeup artist is sitting on the side of the bed, and the room is crammed with a cameraman and Rhonda Byrne looking at her notes. And I'm sitting there not knowing, you know, what am I doing here? And what are you going to ask me? And I was invited to be in the movie because I had written a book about the law of attraction called The Attractor Factor. Oh. Rhonda Byrne read The Attractor Factor. She called me up, said she was making a movie. Again, didn't know her, didn't know how this would play out. To convince me to say yes, she sent me her trailer for the movie. Now, remember, the movie's not done. The trailer is something she whipped up in about 10 minutes. With royalty-free stock images and music and this, that, and the other. But I saw the trailer and I thought, if the movie is anywhere near as dramatic and rousing, as inspiring as the trailer was, this movie is going to be a home run. But we filmed the movie. I filmed my part. I'm flown back from Chicago to Texas. And another 6 months go by before the movie is ever released. And during that time, I'm just living my life. But when Rhonda said the movie is now available, sent everybody to, I think it was thesecret.tv, I was the very first person to promote it. And that's because I'm a marketer and I had been ready for 6 months. I was just waiting for the green light. And then when it came out, no, I don't think anybody knew it was going to make history. I didn't know that we'd be talking about it 2 decades later and talking about it as if it was just released. So this has been a comet. This has been a lightning strike in history, and I'm grateful to be a part of it.
I loved The Secret so much. I had read Napoleon Hill and studied the law of attraction, listened to some Abraham Hicks, but when The Secret came out, the drama that she put behind the message and the incredible speakers, it was just so, and I hear it quoted every week, literally every week. Somebody mentions The Secret on a podcast or a training call. It's absolutely life-changing. So congratulations on being part of that historical film.
I'm grateful. And
yeah, it's incredible. And how is the new film coming out? I'm so excited to watch it. How is Zero Limits going to be different than The Secret? Is going to be another Talking Heads? Like, what's the format? Without giving it away, tell us what it's going to be about and why we should go see it.
Well, you should go see it because it goes beyond The Secret. The Secret was 20 years ago, and even as The Secret was coming out and Oprah was doing specials on it and Larry King had me on his show twice and the New York Times did something, Time and Newsweek did something, and all of this hustle and bustle, I was going beyond The Secret back then. I was like, don't you know there's more here? Don't you know The Secret is kind of like the kindergarten approach to manifesting your life? You can have a far more beautiful and thrilling and electric life when you go past it. And I was going past it. Zero Limits is taking people to the next level. It's really exploring, do you have limits? What might they be? And what might they be that you don't even know are there? Those invisible boundaries that you live from because you think this is reality, but your version of reality is based on your limits, not on the unlimited you. So Zero Limits is going to that next level. At the core of Zero Limits is the word I mentioned earlier, Ho'oponopono. Ho'oponopono is this very simple but profound and even miraculous healing modality that's based on 4 simple phrases. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. So my movie, Zero Limits, is about Ho'oponopono, the application of those 4 phrases and directly around using them when you have perceived limits. When you say that you can't do something or something's incurable or something is a struggle or something is impossible, you're actually stating your own limitations. What do you do about them once you become aware of them? Well, one of the techniques is this thing called Ho'oponopono. And again, very simple, four phrases at the most basic level, and you can take it and run with it. But with those four phrases, you can transform virtually everything going on in your life, because everything going on in your life is stemming from the inside of you. When you use Ho'oponopono, you go inside you to alter perceptions which alter reality on the outside. So the movie is like The Secret in terms of it being a talking heads movie. It's a documentary. And I've got 20-some people in it, including John Assaroff, who was one of the standouts in the movie The Secret. So he's in there talking about how he creates his day, what he does every morning, his morning routines. But I've got people who have struggled with different things and gotten past them. And I, of course, am the one bringing everybody together here, so I'm the circus MC. But I'm also telling my stories of the things that influenced me the most, including how I learned about Ho'oponopono, which was from the story, a true story, of a therapist who helped heal an entire ward of mentally ill criminals by healing himself. That alone is dramatic. And that alone is the core of my book from 20 years ago, Zero Limits, and it's the core of this movie. And I'll say one more thing, because I want you to realize how excited I am. I've wanted this movie for 20 years because I saw the power of a movie by being in the movie The Secret. And I thought, well, we need the next level. We need the next step. We need the miracle-making formula. That's Zero Limits. The movie has already been nominated for 30 awards. It's won 15 awards. It's been covered by major media, including the Los Angeles Tribune. And it's being featured on Amazon Prime. It's being featured on Apple TV. And it will be streaming globally from ZeroLimitsMovie.com. This is a big deal.
It is a big deal. How did it win so many awards if it's not even out yet? When can we see it?
Yeah, the director submitted the movie to all these different awards, because the director's made like 11 different movies that I'm aware of, maybe more than that. And he and his wife knows the different awards, where to submit movies to them. I don't know anything about that. And he submitted it to 30 different places. 15 of those places awarded it some sort of award. And it's been submitted for some more. And you can see the movie on Amazon Prime and Apple TV and at ZeroLimitsMovie.com beginning September 25th.
Oh, perfect timing. Now, I read about the Ho'oponopono prayer. I'm sure it was in your book where the guy who worked in the medical prison, he prayed over everybody's medical records and they all healed from whatever insanity they were, you know, in the hospital for. And I've never heard about it. This is a new concept for me, using the Ho'oponopono prayer. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Can you use that on your own limited beliefs?
That's the only thing you use it on. And this is worth clarifying, because you had just mentioned that he was praying over those records of the inmates of the mental hospital for the criminally insane. And he was looking at the records, but what he was feeling was inside of himself. So he's feeling rage, he's feeling confusion, he's feeling embarrassment, he's feeling anger, just like you and I. We'd be looking at these records and we'd be appalled at some of these people. And the first level of Ho'oponopono is to take full responsibility over what you are experiencing. So I'm feeling appalled as I look at those records. I have to realize that feeling of being appalled is in me. It's not in the patients. It's not in the hospital. It's not in the outer world. The outer world, whatever form you want to describe it, is only triggering what's in me. This is the core. We go into that thing that's triggered in me, and we want to resolve it. We want to clean it. We want to clear it. That is a negative belief system inside of us. In Ho'oponopono, we take 100% responsibility for it. So when we're looking at the patient, the inmate's records, and we realize, oh, they murdered somebody. It's not about what they did. It's about what you feel about what they did. So you are now feeling it inside of yourself, anger, you're appalled, whatever. When you're saying these four phrases to your connection to what the therapist had called divinity. Somebody else could say source, you can say the universe, you can say God, you can say Gaia. There's all kind of names for a higher power that most of us would acknowledge that we're from. And we're saying, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, as a kind of a prayer, as a kind of petition to this higher power. But what we're asking is that it heal us. It heal me. It heal the anger in me because I looked at this record. It heal whatever's in me that's been triggered.
The judgment.
The judgment. Thank you. The judgment.
Yeah.
You are healing the judgment because this is the further depth of Ho'oponopono. Not only do you take responsibility, but you have this prayer, which you're communicating to the great something, but you are also asking it to resolve the limiting beliefs in you that contributed to its creation.
Wow. Well, this you. Is earth-shattering.
Yes.
We're going to cut to a quick commercial break. Don't go anywhere, because when we come back, Dr. Joe Vitale is going to talk about how we can apply the Ho'oponopono prayer to our own limiting belief. You are watching the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, and we'll be right back.
Let's be real. It shouldn't feel so hard to feel just functional. You eat right, you move your body, you check all the boxes, but if you're still hitting that midday crash or waking up feeling already drained, your body might need cellular support. That's where Vita Essentials comes in. It's a cutting-edge NMN supplement that helps your body naturally produce NAD, the molecule that powers your cells and fuels your energy. This isn't a quick fix. It's a long-term mitochondrial strength in every capsule. So if you want sustained energy for clear focus and real vitality, try Vita Essentials and feel that shift from the inside out. Go to the show notes to grab your discount code. I have tried a lot of skincare in my day, but nothing has felt this good. Skin to Mind isn't just about looking good, it's about feeling good in your own skin. Every morning I start with Optimist, a light refreshing spray that wakes up my skin and my mood. Then I smooth on my New Day Serum and instantly I feel brighter, more lifted, and more me. It's like showing up to your day already aligned. And at night, I melt into new night, the most luxurious part of my wind down routine. It calms me, softens me, and it helps me let go of my day while my skin drinks in an all-natural, scientifically proven product. This isn't just skincare. It's a ritual, a reset, a reminder, a return to yourself. If you're craving glow, ease, and a deeper kind of self-care, go to the show notes and grab your discount code. Skin to Mind will change the way you treat your skin and yourself. Imagine this, waking up in your own private villa, breathing in the fresh air of Ensenada, Mexico, starting your day with yoga under the open sky, followed by a gentle hike through lavender fields, then sitting down to the most nourishing organic farm-to-table meal, all while being guided through my signature seven pillars of abundance to completely set yourself up for success, not only for the rest of 2025, but beyond. This is the Manifest Your Dream Life Retreat, a luxurious, transformative experience happening this fall at the world-class Monte Valle Resort. And because you're a podcast listener, I have something extra special just for you. You'll receive a complimentary spa massage and a vitamin drip therapy treatment, because your healing and your glow deserve priority. Spots are intentionally limited to keep it intimate and powerful, and podcast listeners get first access. So go ahead and head to the show notes and claim your spot before it sells out. This is your season to rest, receive, and manifest your dream life. See you in Mexico.
Welcome back, everyone. We are going from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant today with Dr. Joe. Let's say somebody had a limiting belief of, I don't have any time left to find my true love. I've aged out of the dating market. Mm-hmm. How would you apply the Ho'oponopono prayer to that limiting belief? How would that person apply it to overcome it and to manifest their love?
What I would do is own it. So they're already stating that I don't have the time or whatever the variation of that particular belief is for somebody. They state it within themselves and they notice that the only place to experience that thought, that belief is inside themselves. This is really important. Whatever the belief is, and everybody watching, listening, they can pick any other belief that I'm not good enough. All the good ones are taken. I'll never be happy. I was ruined when I was a kid, so I'm going to be unhappy as an adult. There's all kinds of beliefs. Pick one.
Right.
Whatever it is that's coming for you right now, it's surfacing, fine. You own it. It's in you. It is in you in some place on some level. Call it your heart, your soul, your subconscious mind. Doesn't matter. Now, because we know it's inside of us and we are feeling it, we are saying the four phrases as we feel that limiting belief, that emotion. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And you can mix it up. You can say it in any order. Typically, you don't say it out loud. You're saying it internally as if you are talking to God or the divine or the cosmos.
So you're directing that I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you to God, not
yes.
For the hurt version of yourself.
Nope, you are directing it to your higher power,
okay.
Your connection to the universe. I am just the drop in the ocean, in the metaphor that Rumi would have said. And so I am directing my four phrases to the ocean. Mm-hmm. A little drop here, feeling its enclosed limiting belief is speaking to the ocean and saying, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, and I love you. Let me take a minute to unpack those four phrases. Because when you're saying, I'm sorry and please forgive me, it's not because you did anything wrong. It's because you were unconscious. Mm-hmm. I tell people the example is if you go shopping at the store and it's a little crowded and you turn and you bump into somebody. Don't you just say, I'm sorry, please excuse me? It's just a natural, polite thing to say. It doesn't mean you need to be whipped or flogged or hung or you pay some sort of penalty. All you were was unconscious.
Right.
It's the same thing when you're saying, please forgive me and I'm sorry for whatever is going on in me that contributed to the sense of being alone and being unlovable or being like, oh, there's no time to find the right person or all the good ones are taken. I'm sorry for wherever that belief came from. Please forgive me and even my ancestors if they downloaded that into my subconscious mind. It's not mine. I don't want it. It's a belief that's a program. It's data. And then you're saying thank you. And the thank you is for the divine, if you will, the ocean, if you will, cleansing it, taking care of this problem. Thank you for resolving it. Thank you for cleaning this. Thank you for taking the software out of my brain, out of my soul, out of my mind. And I love you, which is my all-time favorite phrase. I love you is reconnecting you to the divine. I love you. You can basically whittle all four phrases down to just I love you, and you'd probably create miracles just by saying that. So you're feeling the belief, you're feeling the emotion around the belief, you're feeling it inside of yourself, and you're addressing the divine, the ocean, your connection with I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, which you repeat a few times inside of yourself. And then notice how you feel and what might be different. For most people, they look out into the world and suddenly the world is brighter and sunnier and clearer. And it's like, oh, of course I can still attract the perfect person for me. Or I'm available to go out dating. Or of course I'm a cool person. Why wouldn't somebody want to date me? Look how fantastic I am. Everything changes at that point because of this inner cleansing. And that's the shorthand version of it. The Cliff Notes version of Ho'oponopono.
Now, does somebody practice this as they're walking their dog, as they're driving,
great
during
question.
A meditation, washing the dishes? Like,
yeah.
what is the best way to practice it, and how do you practice it?
I'm practicing it right now.
Aww.
It's important to realize that you can do this all the time, mm-hmm. anywhere. Nobody knows you're doing it. While you're driving the car, you know, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. It's the background audio. I used to say the audio tape in my brain, but you know, I'm in my 70s now and I'm dating myself. We don't have those anymore. So it's the background audio in my head that's saying, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, as I'm speaking to you. And I'm doing this because I'm doing my best to be present, and I'm doing my best to clear anything that might pull me away. You know, how our minds go and think, oh, I need to go do this later, or what's right after this call, or I should have said, you know, it can go on forever with the monkey mind. I'm doing my best to be here now and allow inspiration to come through rather than just me giving answers that I might have given 1,000 times before. So I'm doing, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, is the background audio in my head, even at this point. Yes, I walk our friend's bulldog every morning, and when I walk her, I'm doing, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. Anytime, any place, and at a certain point, it'll probably become, like it is for me, automated. And it'll go on in the background of your consciousness.
Well, it's just like our limiting beliefs are automated because
there you go.
To ourselves so many times, I'm not good enough. It's like the background of all of our actions. People are trying to manifest.
That's such a good insight. There are so many people that think things like, this is just the way I am.
Yeah.
No, it's just the way you are because you have repeated all of the thinking and all of the beliefs and all of the program that keep you in what I'm going to put in parentheses as or quotations, just the way I am. When you start addressing these thoughts about this is the way I am, I can't change, and realize that's a limiting belief and that's a negative belief, and you start to address, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, on it, it'll dissolve and you'll start to realize, oh, I thought I couldn't go out and dance. I guess I could go out and dance. You know, you start to change your attitude and your perception about what's possible. And then you go out and start doing some things that are a little, you know, more playful and more fun. So I love that you pointed that out. Yes, most of what's going on in our life is just there because we've repeated it. We've repeated it unconsciously. We can interrupt it.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the law of attraction. This is kind of along those same lines. If somebody has a limiting belief as kind of their mental software and they do all the affirmations and they read all the books and go to all the seminars, but they're still not manifesting the life they want, what do you think the number one block is to people actually being able to attract miracles?
I love your questions because this goes to the heart of the matter, and it's where I get on a soapbox, because a lot of people who saw the movie The Secret or read the Law of Attraction books, including my own, would say, oh, it's garbage or it doesn't work, or they would be very skeptical. And I, first of all, defend the movie The Secret. I think it's a wonderful movie for introducing an idea, not unpacking it or giving you the graduate level. The next thing I say is what we are attracting, what we're creating is on the subconscious / unconscious level. You can sit there all day long saying, I am attractive, or I am attracting my soulmate, or I am attracting money, and not do it, not fulfill it, if subconsciously / unconsciously you think, I'm not good enough, I'm not lovable, I'm not likable, I'm not sexy, I'm not worthy of money, or money is evil. Any of these beliefs that are operating below the conscious level is where the law of attraction is actually active. I tell people it's wonderful to have intentions, but intentions are on the conscious level. Below that, you have what I call counter intentions.
Oh,
yes.
Never heard of that one.
It's one of my soapbox moments there where I get up and I scream at people. It's like, yeah, I was there too. I was homeless in the 1970s and I was living in the public library in Dallas, Texas. And I remember thinking Grow Rich off the shelf, and I pulled it off and I got water. I got a bathroom and air conditioning. So, you know, I'm a little bit of heaven, even though I'm homeless. And I read Thinking Grow Rich. And I was broke before it, I was broke during it, and I was broke after it. And I threw the book against the wall, going, this book is wrong, or there's something wrong with me. And it would be decades before I would discover the concept of counter intentions. So if somebody wants to think and grow rich, they will if they're in alignment with wealth. But if they think wealth is bad in some way, shape, or form, the big one out there is money is the root of all evil. If you believe that, then you're not going to want evil / money in your life. And you will subconsciously block it. And you will walk around going, a secret's bullshit. None of this stuff works. Dr. Joe, Rebecca, they're all just, you know, charlatans. Because they don't realize that what they're attracting is a match to their unconscious vibe. That's where the work needs to be done.
So how do they figure out, I have a limiting belief, I have an unconscious negative vibe, and that's why none of this stuff is working for me?
Yeah, that's the hard work of looking in the mirror and being ruthlessly honest with yourself. And I remember doing it with myself. I already mentioned I was homeless. I went into poverty, and I was in poverty for 10 years.
How old were you when you were in poverty?
I was in my early 20s, all the way to 30-something, and struggled even a while after that. But all this time, I'm doing all the right things. I'm reading the right books. I couldn't afford seminars, but I was going to the free seminars and the free intros and the positive thinking churches and all that kind of stuff that was out there. I was doing the right things. And I kept hearing over and over and over again, and this is the thing I want everybody to hear right now, that you're creating your own reality. And I would fight it, and I would dismiss it, and I would argue with it until I finally let it come in and I thought, okay, wait a minute. If I'm creating my own reality, why would I create homelessness? Why would I create poverty? Why would I create being alone, unhappy, suicidal? Why would I create such struggle? So when I looked in the mirror and I took that on as a ruthless exercise and self-investigation, and I realized that there were a number of things going on, everything from I thought I had to struggle in order to be a success. That was a big one there. I was modeling my life out of famous authors. They were classics of American literature, but they died as suicides.
Or alcoholic,
miserable suicides.
Yeah.
I was going there. I was in that direction until I had this wake-up moment going, wait a minute, maybe I don't have to struggle. Well, maybe there are authors who are successful and happy. Maybe I can find a happier road to prosperity. When I made that little bit of a shift, things started to open up. Now, again, I didn't have a coach and by myself. There's no internet. Everything was much slower. But that's the turning point for me, and I think that's the turning point for all of us. When we look in the mirror and lovingly, not critically, not judgmentally, but lovingly kind of be curious and say, what could I be believing that would create this in my reality? And you can draw it out. You can seduce the beliefs into your conscious awareness. And at that point, there's a wide variety of things you can do. Everything from having a coach and a mentor to tapping, the EFT tapping technique that's out there. Of course, Ho'oponopono, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. Working with a counselor, there's all kinds of stuff. Sometimes just being aware of it. Mm-hmm. Just being aware of the belief can blow the whistle on it. I have found that to be true numerous times. Once somebody hears, oh, the belief could be that you don't think you're good enough. And then you question, am I not good enough? Well, of course, I am who I am. That's good enough. When you get to that point, it can vanish. It can leave. Just the exposure, just the awareness of it can make the profound difference.
And what I love about your teaching in the Ho'oponopono prayer, it's no victim mentality, no shame, no blame. Once right. you realize your limiting belief, you don't judge yourself, because a lot of people who study the law of attraction, they beat themselves up when they're negative or why am I not manifesting more? Right. So why don't you speak into that, like being loving with yourself when you realize that you're stuck in a limiting belief?
Yeah, this is the big work right here, is to realize we're lovable just the way we are. The man who taught me Ho'oponopono was the therapist who helped heal that entire ward of mentally ill patients, and we co-wrote the first book, Zero Limits. And so I did 3 seminars with him, talked to him a lot, and I remember he came back from a walk one time, and he had tears coming down his face, and he said, the divine just wants us to know that we are loved. Mm. And I got chills even right now as I relive the moment, because I now know the divine, call it God, the cosmos, higher power, whatever you want to call the big ocean, the big soup, whatever you want to call it. It loves you just the way you are. You don't have to do anything different. You have to earn a degree or lose weight or gain weight or, you know, you don't have to do anything. You're already loved. And when you really feel that, you're loved by the cosmic mother just the way you are, then all these other things, your beauty, your authenticity, that fabulous life you want, everything becomes just natural. It's already there. And from a wanting to date more, or whatever the phrase might be these days, you'll become more magnetic because you radiate love. And the first love is to yourself.
Beautiful. We are going to cut to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about a simple yet radical daily practice that can shift somebody into being a miracle magnet. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Hey, achievers, know this. Just because you can't push through fatigue doesn't mean you should. We've been told that exhaustion is normal, especially in midlife, but it's not. Vita Essentials is an NMN supplement that helps your body naturally produce NAD+, boosting mitochondrial health, mental clarity, and cellular energy. This formula isn't just filler-free. It's packed with clinically selected ingredients like CoQ10, paraxanthine, and resveratrol. If you're ready to supplement smarter, not harder, then Vita Essentials is for you. Because peak performance in midlife is not only possible, it's powerful. What if your skincare did more than just smooth fine lines or give you a glow? What if it helped you feel calmer, clearer, and more like yourself every single day? That's exactly what I found with Skin to Mind, a luxurious three-step ritual that doesn't just treat your skin, it supports your whole mental health. In just three easy steps morning and night, I feel like I'm giving my nervous system a reset and my skin a second chance. No overwhelm, no 10-step routine, just intentional, elevated skincare that makes you look radiant and feel deeply grounded. Because when you feel good in your skin, everything else flows. Ready to experience skincare that loves you back? Head to the show notes for your exclusive discount code on Skin to Mind and step into your new favorite ritual.
Hey there, it's Rebecca, your magnetic abundance mentor. Let me ask you something. Are you feeling stuck, burned out, or like life just isn't as juicy as you know it can be? If you're nodding right along, it's time for a breakthrough. My coaching program is designed to help you align your life in all seven pillars of abundance: spiritual, physical, emotional, romantic, mental, social, and financial. So you can finally live that big, bold, sexy, and adventurous life you deserve. And here's the best part. I'm inviting you to schedule a breakthrough call with me. No pressure, no sales gimmicks, just a genuine chance to experience my coaching firsthand and get crystal clear on what is next for you. Because your best life is not a someday thing, it's a right now thing. So click the link in the show notes to book your breakthrough call and let's start making magic together. Your next level is calling you. Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. It's Rebecca Whitman taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant with best-selling author, musician, now filmmaker, and MMA fighter, Dr. Joe Vitale. So what is one simple yet radical daily practice that can shift someone into being a miracle magnet?
Well, there's a lot of them, actually, and we talk about quite a few of them in the movie Zero Limits. So I really do want people to go see it. I saw at the premiere, people walked out, and they said the movie was at a frequency of miracles. Ooh. The movie itself, just watching it, they said it was a frequency of miracles. And I didn't intend that, not consciously, but there it was. And I would say, extending from that, the daily practice would be something that I ended up calling many years ago, nebulizing. Nebulizing. It's a coin.
How do you spell
word.
That?
I don't know how to spell it.
you made up the word, so you can spell it any way you want.
I believe, well, let me say this and we'll be able to figure it out. Nevilleizing is based on the work of Neville Goddard. N-E-V-I-L-L-E. So add an izing to it and we'll have Nevilleizing. And Neville Goddard deeply influenced me. He died in 1970, so his work was in the 40s, 50s, 60s. And what he brought to the world that was different was the idea of feeling as if what you want has already manifested. Mm-hmm. Instead of longing for it, you already own it. Instead of wanting to become it, you already are it. Instead of thinking about the good time you're going to have with some stranger who will end up being your soulmate in the future, Neville and Nevilleizing would be feeling it real, as if you were on the date last night. And now you can tell the story is, oh, I met this wonderful man and wonderful woman. We went out, we had this incredible time. All of your energy, all of your vibe skyrockets when you start to feel it real. I have a lot of books that Neville signed, and he often used the quote, assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled. Assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled. Now, what does that mean? Assume that your intention already came to pass. Mm-hmm. If there's somebody that's been listening and watching us here, we talked about soulmates and dating, and we talked about money and this, that, and the other, and they're longing for something, visualizing it is one way to attract it. We know that science proves mental imagery works. But Neville said, instead of just visualizing it in the future, visualize with feeling that it's happening right now or happened this morning. For example, I'm a car guy. I like cars, and I could imagine that the next car I really want, I can put it on my iPhone. I can look at graphics of it. I can configure an image of it and look at it on my screen. But instead, to nevelize it is, I would tell you, Rebecca, my car's in the driveway. I went for a ride this morning. It was amazing. There is nothing like this car that I have ever experienced. The seats are so luxurious. I put that sucker in gear and I screamed through the neighborhood and I didn't care if everybody was looking at me or not because I had such a rush. Now, right now, I'm tingling because of what I just said, but I don't have the car and I didn't go for a ride and it's not in the driveway. I was assuming the feeling of the wish fulfilled. Now, I will have the car, and I will be in the driveway, and I will go for a ride, and I'll do all the things we just talked about. Because nebulizing accelerates the process of manifesting. You're kind of tricking your brain. This is almost like a brain hack. A lot of the science points out that the brain doesn't know the difference between reality and imagination. Yeah. And so when you step in with imagining, with feeling something you want to have, the brain goes, oh, we better go create that. And then metaphysically, yep, you're sending a signal into the ocean, into the cosmic soup here, whatever you want to call that. You're telling the universe, this is what I would like to experience next. And the universe will take the order because the order is so clear. The other thing that is so wonderful, I don't usually get to talk about, is that by nebulizing, you jump past your own objections.
Oh,
yeah, this is really important. I don't often get to explain it because right, when we do traditional law of attraction stuff, we write out our affirmations. Almost everybody knows that when you write your affirmation, you have a little voice in your head going, no, that's not true. Mm-hmm. No, that's not true at all. So we're arguing with ourselves. Same thing when we visualize, oh, I'm going to do such and such in a week or two. Part of us is going, nah, that's probably not going to happen. But with nebulizing, you jump to the end result. You already have the car. You're already on the relationship.
How do you do it? Is this like you do it quietly to yourself in meditation? Yes. Do you have a nebulizing buddy for 5 minutes? We're going to talk about what we want every day as if we already have it. Like, how do you practice nebulizing?
I think what you just said are wonderful suggestions because what I just did with you, you were kind of my nebulizing buddy there for my car moment. And as I was doing it, I got into it maybe a little bit more because you were watching. And I saw the big smile on your face going, well, Rebecca's getting off on this. She likes this.
Yeah.
And so it made me feel a little bit more ecstatic about the process. But typically you do it by yourself and you're kind of pretending that you're watching your greatest movie of all time, but it's starring you, and you step into the film. You step into it because it's important to feel it real. I recorded a song with Grammy winner Ruthie Foster, and it's called Feel It Real. It's the whole reminder that you find some way to feel it real. So if you got the picture of the car, and again, I'm using car examples, but people can use their soulmate, they can use sex, the money, whatever comes to mind, the house, the mansion they want to live in. But instead of just dreaming about it, you kind of go into a self-hypnotic trance, self-induced, and go, this is it. It's really happening right now. And just for, you know, if it's a minute, if it's for a few minutes where you get to pull it off, you have embedded your brain with a new command and you've sent your request to the universe.
It can take a minute. I mean, you talked about the car with me for a minute and it felt so real to you. People think, oh, I don't have time to visualize, or, you know, I don't have time to do this work. It can take seconds.
It can take seconds. And, you know, when I was in poverty, I did have a clunker of a car after homelessness, 10 years of poverty. Towards the end, I had a clunker of a car. And I remember driving it, but pretending it was a Mercedes, a new one. Because when I'm in the car holding a steering wheel, I don't know what the outside looks like. And so it's really easy for me to deceive, in quotes, myself and go, nah, I'm not driving this thing that I had to push to start. This is a brand new Mercedes, and isn't this cool? So we can do that kind of stuff. You can do it with the soulmate thing. You went out on a date last night, you ate at your favorite dinner, you discovered the dinner, and oh my God, it was so great. Yeah, the conversation was so amazing. And yes, I think it is a plus to share it with somebody. I think the Neville buddy that you came up with, I don't know that I've talked about it in that way before, but I think having somebody to share it with makes it more real.
You can steal that from me, the Neville buddy exercise.
Oh, no, I'm going to call you every now and then and just go, you got a minute?
Hey, I would love to be your Neville accountability buddy. That would be fun.
There you go.
So what I used to do, now I'm happily married to my soulmate. I had a big fake engagement ring and I would drive around and look at it. I was driving like, oh, isn't this a pretty engagement ring that I'm wearing? And then I manifested the actual thing. So
this wow, nice.
Really works.
Yep.
So I know you started fighting MMA at 71, which is so badass. Let's talk about the connection between spirituality, physical strength, and resilience.
Wow, what a great question. I think this stems from the idea that people try to separate the spiritual and the material. Mm-hmm. And what I discovered a long time ago, and probably from my own work in understanding money and wealth, is that the spiritual and material are two sides of the same coin. And when somebody says, oh, I'm spiritual, I really don't want to have any money, it's stemming from a belief that money is bad. Mm-hmm. I saw a quote from Yogananda the other day where he said, every saint throughout history has used money either directly or indirectly. Every saint.
Mm-hmm. They had to eat.
Well, they had to eat, and usually the saints had big dreams. They wanted to make a commune. They wanted to make, you know, something big, and they needed funds to do it. So they were okay with money. But a lot of people will say, I'm being spiritual, so I don't want money, or I don't want some aspect of the material, including wanting to be physical. And what I have learned is that the spiritual and the physical, the spiritual's inside the physical's on top of the spiritual. I mean, they go together. They're two sides of the very same coin. And we can look back through history. Wasn't Jesus a carpenter? He walked around all the time. He was probably pretty fit. He wasn't into MMA, but he was probably doing fine. I don't think anybody would have messed with him anyway. So these are things to think about.
Yeah, and I don't think that spirit, God, universe wants us to walk around like feeling sick and weakly. Like being strong and, you know, being in our full physical glory is also like a prayer to the divine.
Yes.
And honoring our body as a temple.
Yes, and I also believe that the spiritual has an assignment for each one of us. And the assignment doesn't need to be go build your own city. It could be something very small, and it could be right in your house. but you will be able to fulfill your assignment if you are healthy, if you are well, if you are strong. It'll be easier to take the orders, the command, and go and fulfill them. You'll have the means to do it. You'll have the energy to do it.
Absolutely. Last question, and then we're going to talk about where to find this amazing movie and you online. If you could speak to the 20-year-old version of Joe, what would you tell him about being happy and successful in life?
So that's a beautiful question. I think the primary thing would be to relax more, because the intense worry was almost a psychotic stress of worst case scenarios. Mm. And I would say you are going for your dream. Pat yourself on the back for doing that. Focus on taking action every single day and trust that ultimately along the way it'll work out. And in the end, you will be dazzled by what you accomplish.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. You're fantastic. Cool. I want to see Zero Limits. Tell us all where to see the movie and where can we find you and all your beautiful books and music and everything, Dr. Joe Vitale, online.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you very much. I've thoroughly enjoyed this. You asked great questions. You're a great listener. So it's been a great joy to be here and to touch the people that you bring in. The movie, go to ZeroLimitsMovie.com. There's a trailer there right now, ZeroLimitsMovie.com. There's also a listing of showings. A lot of the cast members are doing premieres around the world. I did one in Sacramento, California. There was one recently in London. There was one in the Czech Republic. So go to ZeroLimitsMovie.com. Get on the alert list so you can be reminded when there is a showing near you and the movie premieres on Amazon Prime and Apple TV. My books, they're all on Amazon. I think they're all there. But if you go to Amazon and type in Joe Vitale or Dr. Joe Vitale, they should come up. I post original content on social media, and I'm very active on Instagram. So if you can follow me there, Dr. Joe Vitale, DrJoeVitale. And I will post original content and excerpts from the movie and some fun things that I'm up to right there. My main coaching site is miraclescoaching.com. Go to miraclescoaching.com. Music's on Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, probably wherever you listen to music. There are at least two other Joe Vitales out there who are musicians, so you'll have to look closely to see which one I am. And I think that's it for now.
Well, that is fantastic. Everybody, thank you for being a part of this community. We're teaching you to achieve happiness and success through alignment, not the hustle and grind. We're so excited that you keep sharing the show. We've been in the top 60 podcasts in America this week in education. Out of millions of podcasts, this one is growing like wildfire. And everybody, keep coming back to this show. And remember, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone.
Have you ever opened your eyes and already felt drained or hit a wall by 2 p.m. even after doing all the biohacks? You're not alone. Thousands of us are walking around with low cellular energy and we don't even know it. That's why I take Vita Essentials. It's a high-quality NMN supplement that helps your body naturally produce NAD+, the molecule that powers your mitochondria, brain, and body. One or two capsules a day equals long-term energy, clarity, and strength from the inside out. Because running on empty is not a vibe I'm bringing into this next chapter, go ahead and grab a discount in the show notes. Most skincare only cares about what you see in the mirror. But Skin to Mind is the first of its kind, a luxurious three-step ritual that works not just on your skin, but on your mind. It's the first skincare line to explore the skin-brain axis. It's been scientifically shown to help women feel 94% happier and calmer. Let that sink in. this isn't just about glowing skin. It's about feeling more grounded, more radiant, more you. And it only takes 3 simple steps, morning and night. No overwhelm, no guesswork. Just an elevated, luxurious ritual that helps you reset, restore, and reconnect. Because beauty isn't just skin deep. It's soul deep. Go ahead and go to the show notes.